This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, one of the biggest hurdles to overcome with dementia is the stigma attached to it. Jill Quinn from Dementia Forward has been telling us why it's so important to talk about the condition and improve everyone's understanding.
I think it's really important. I think it's something that Councillor Wood said in her opening remarks, that a strategy is one thing, but that is just words. And having proper consultation and getting people together to talk about dementia means that the end product will be more real. Wonderful.
We heard from Mavis earlier on, who uses your services at Dementia Forward, and she talked a bit about the frustration of it not being diagnosed early enough and just people's general awareness. It's important that events like this highlight those issues.
It is, because there's lots of reasons why people don't get an early diagnosis. And it's awful to think that part of the reason might simply be stigma, lack of awareness, lack of understanding. That's not a good enough reason. So we've got to chip away at that. And the people who are here today, I suppose simply by being present here today, have already made up their mind that they're going to talk about their dementia. But there are others out there who feel they can't. And until they do, A, they may not get a diagnosis early enough, but B, their support networks won't be in place because they're not telling people about it. So as boring as it might sound, I will talk about dementia to anybody and everybody, because I think the more we do it, the better.
And as you've said before in the past, there's that stigma that still needs to be tackled. There are still people who don't want to talk about it for whatever reason.
There is, and what a shame, because it is an illness like any other illness, and it can become very isolating if you don't talk about it. I think as soon as you've made that brave step and you've spoken to the WI that you go to every week, or the bowling club, and you've shared with them your position, I would hope that all you would get in return is more support, and that's what we want, really.
Even if you've got dementia, it doesn't stop you living. You can still live well in a lot of cases.
Absolutely. And it is, sometimes it has to be a day at a time. None of us really know what's ahead. But the last thing we want people to do is stop doing what's good for them. One of the comments that came out around the table this morning was that people unfortunately become less physically fit because they stopped doing what they were doing, and there's no reason, there's no physical reason for it. It's their dementia that's stopping them accessing things. Well, that can't be right, can it? So it is really important to live well with dementia, and it can be done with the right support.
And it's important to get all generations talking about it, and actually there's work happening in schools locally now, isn't there?
Yes, today we've been absolutely blessed to have students from St Aidan's and Harrogate High School who have thrown themselves into this. Over the last, 2 years, we've been providing education in those schools and developed a sort of series of dementia champions. And I must say, I'd taken a step back and hadn't heard from them for a while, and it's lovely to hear how it's just kept progressing. And now we've got teenagers going into primary schools to talk to younger children about dementia. And they're giving presentations, they're holding social events for people. Children themselves said that when they went into primary schools and asked for a show of hands, more than 50% of the children who were there had already been affected. And I know that Councillor Wood in particular has said that she wants to see this now spread across all the schools in North Yorkshire, and it can be done. It's actually quite an interesting topic for the curriculum. I know that schools are up against it in terms of time, but it's certainly good for citizenship.